Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about several of the one another's that helped the early Christ followers experience spiritual success. And we have discovered that they have really enhanced our kingdom friendships also.
Well, Bernadette, they are woven all the way through the letters. Mm-hmm. And you just see this, do this with one another, be this with one another. And that's kind of what we want to talk about. And then some of our personal experiences with those, because they're not only principles, they're animating things in life mm-hmm. that happen between people.
And some of them are so easy when you feel like doing them, when you're being treated well. But yes. There are other one another's that are not just as easy to do.
Well, let's kick it off here. Our life with one another. This is kind of a broad statement about mm-hmm. the one another. It comes out of Romans chapter 12. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each one a measure of faith. For just as we all have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we too, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. And since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly.
Boy, there's a lot in there. I don't even know where to begin, except that we have been given giftings from God, and there are so many variations, as many variations, I think, as there are people, even though they are listed sort of in categories. But if you're a teacher in front of many people, you can also be the kind of teacher who teaches one-on-one. If you show mercy in a certain way, it doesn't mean that it's the only way. There are lots of variations, and I think there are as many variations as there are people.
Well, varieties of effects, and mm-hmm. that's basically what Paul is trying to describe. You know, in our community, we've learned a lot about love through the years, and mm-hmm. that's come out in all of this different gifting as people use their gifts and apply them in their relationships one with another. Those gifts are animated, and then they add a diverse beauty to what happens in God's kingdom.
And some are more notable than others, maybe more noticeable, not so much notable, but they're just more noticeable because some tend to be more public. But the ones that are less public, sometimes helps is a less public one, but it's such a, I mean, you just can't function without those people that just see where or see a need that no one else sees.
Well, and it's easy to love people who love us, but it's much more difficult to love impartially. You know, mm-hmm. people, that there are just so many different aspects to love. And when we love people who are gifted or made differently than we are, that's an opening of a door that is difficult to open because we have a tendency to just be partial.
We do have a tendency to be partial. We also have a tendency to be loyal, which is a good thing. I think there are two kinds of loyalty. We're hopefully not looking for friends to be blindly loyal. Instead, we want friends who are loyal to God first, which makes them loyal to us as fellow believers, fellow warriors. So someone who has your back because they care about you, not just because they worship the ground you walk on.
Yeah, true love really does bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things. And you learn most about the love of others when you're weak or you fail in some way. And mm-hmm. we have experienced that on a personal basis with our own failures, as well as coming alongside of other people when things do not go the way that you would have hoped, when bad decisions are made. And our life with one another is so encompassing of us giving grace to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said friends who love us when we don't measure up. I think there are two types of this. The first is when I know I don't measure up, because then I have a chance to apologize and set things as right as I know how. But the other is when I don't know that I haven't measured up.
Right.
And so that means, you know, I can't apologize. Yeah, I don't know I've let someone down. So those people are loving me and forgiving me in spite of me letting them down. And they're also the people who will mention it to me if necessary, but are willing to recognize that none of us is perfect.
Well, these kind of relationships have helped us press the questions, how strong is my ability to love? And am I willing to sacrifice part of myself to see others excel and grow? And that's been a huge question for us and really good for our personal spiritual growth.
Yeah, sometimes we've done a resounding yes, and sometimes we feel a little bit more like, I don't want to.
Absolutely. Well, that's a broad statement on our life with one another. Then it gets more into more specifics. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea of caring for one another is amplified in 1 Corinthians 12, so that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. That is a huge statement, and it's so tied into being an impartial community of believers. And that takes a lot of work to be impartial, because like I said a little earlier, it's easy to love people who are like you or that you know love you, but it's totally different if you're in a diverse community where people are just gifted differently.
Yeah, I think impartiality is a concept we don't hear a lot about. We each have our own ways of determining, I think, how we feel about somebody, but often figuring out how to be impartial is not one of them. You know, people with more stature in our eyes often get better attention from us than someone who has less stature, you know, by our estimation. And people who are more fun or have more money or, I don't know, have more friends or more fashionable, they just get more attention than someone who's kind of a downer or, you know, a bit of a social outcast.
Well, and as we care for one another, sometimes love costs us way more than we are willing to give. And we need to humble ourselves as we entrust the needs of others to God's impartial care. People who care make me ask the questions, am I able to provide practical care for others' needs? And by whom do I feel I am being cared for and toward whom I am actively giving care has a lot to do with the quality of my community experience that I'm experiencing in the kingdom.
So when we've been talking about impartiality, and I'm going to put you on the spot, when is it easy for you to not show partiality, and when do you find that it's really difficult?
Well, you know, some people are easy for me to love. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to say it than that, because I don't know, maybe they remind me of somebody, or maybe I feel supported by them, but there are
or they
accepted.
Show that they care about you first. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But you know, with some people that's not true. There are people who are gifted differently and their personalities are different. And they just kind of rub you the wrong way. And not just you, they rub other people, but maybe it's for you specifically. So what I try to do to the best of my ability is to be impartial in that and to recognize that, well, I don't want everybody to be just like me. Why would I want that? Well, how boring the world would be and probably how messed up. But because there's this diversity, this true spiritual diversity that God has placed into the body of Christ, well, then I am more because of it. So those are the kinds of situations that are tough for me. And I particularly, you know, when I feel like loyalty is a huge deal to me. And when somebody is disloyal toward me or toward somebody I care about, man, that is the hardest thing for me, not to just walk away, but to try to see that come together, see it dealt with in a biblical way.
I think one of the places it's easy to be partial is with children. It's easy to sort of cast them aside and not give them the kind of attention they need as, you know, humans, as people of God.
Well, I think in our fellowship, we've worked really hard at that over the years in our Kingdom Fellowship, because you don't want to look at, you've got the adults that you pay attention to and the kids that they're just kind of an afterthought. So to have a group of people that embraces the entire spectrum of ages is incredibly important.
Yeah, I think in all of this, there takes a certain amount of wisdom, you know, just practice and learning, you know, going home and going, you know, I would have treated somebody I liked differently than I just treated that person. So number one, I think there's wisdom. I also just think we have to lean on the Spirit's, you know, guidance on just when to respond, when to react, how to react.
Today we're talking about kingdom friends and having kingdom friends, our life with one another, and also caring for one another. This is an interesting aspect of things, and I think I've learned a lot about this. The one another that's entitled Comfort One Another, and out of 1 Thessalonians 4, then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, inherent in that is not just comforting people because they're going through difficult times, but there's just the reality of life and receiving the comfort that we do have a future and a hope, and getting good at being that kind of encourager you know, has been something that I've had to learn how to do.
Yeah, I think that reminding each other in hard times that we have a greater hope, it really doesn't diminish what someone's going through, just the wear and tear of life. It doesn't diminish that, but it does make it more hopeful when you're looking ahead to something that you know to be true, something greater that we're waiting for.
Well, if you read my book, Curious Journey, or if you would read it, which you can find at fourstream.com, each one of these one and others has examples in it. And I'd like to give one right now. Mm-hmm. I have an old friend named Mike that I run into every now and then. And usually when people that we have in common experience a crisis, so we'll bump into each other in different places. When life is hard, people feel very alone. What I really appreciate about Mike is that he has no barriers when it comes to stepping in and doing what he can to help when people he knows are in distress. Mm-hmm. People like Mike make me brave in what are, for me, very uncomfortable situations. He's the kind of guy that just comes, you know, plowing into the hospital, uh-huh. walking in the door. He knows how to do it, and I've learned so much from him. They make me ask questions like, how do I break through my natural barriers to care for others when they're hurting? And when are people sinking, and am I willing to set aside my comfort levels in order to reach out and care for others, even when situations may seem hopeless or when I feel inadequate?
Mm-hmm. I love the scripture in 2 Corinthians 1. It says, all praise to the God and Father of our Master, Jesus the Messiah, Father of all mercy, God of all healing counsel. He comes alongside us when we go through hard times, and before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times so that we can be there for that person just as God was there for us. And that was something I really have experienced in the difficult times I've gone through.
Yes.
It makes me realize I can so much more easily empathize and sympathize and either speak to or be quiet around someone who's going through the same thing.
Well, we came very close to losing our youngest son, mm-hmm. and our kingdom friends gathered around us and were a real blessing to us. We also lost our first grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happened, that was very devastating. Obviously, when you see that happen to your daughter, your community is so important. And I think what I've learned about that in comforting one another is it's just a matter of being there. You don't have to have the right words. You just have to come alongside and let people know that you're there for them, that you're behind them, that you're praying for them, and you're holding them up. Because, you know, when people need comfort, they need to be held up. They need to be mm-hmm. encouraged. And I'm right now, as I'm saying this, I'm putting my arm around an imaginary person next to me, because that's what I've learned that I have needed. And as I've learned how to give that comfort to other people, well, that's just opened up rivers of understanding on what it means to be a kingdom friend
mm-hmm.
for me.
And lots of times when people are going through things, they're kicking. They're kind of mad about it. And sometimes that's when you don't want to draw near to them, but that's when they need you the most to speak really truth into their lives and, you know, honesty, but also the hope that God's going to deal with this.
Kingdom friendships really take an investment of time and heart. You have to be intentional, like mm-hmm. so many things that are important in life. And just to be aware of one another from a spiritual perspective, even the idea of people's spiritual gifts, that's something I've gotten better at recognizing, uh-huh. identifying, and responding to. But then being willing to give the kind of care and concern and comfort that's called on is incredibly important if you really want to build deep friendships that are going to last into the next life.
I agree.
4stream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to read Curious Journey, you can find this program, today's program, as well as that book in its entirety at 4stream.com and click on the radio button.
Together, we are finding hope at 4stream.com.